We've come too far now to turn around, and we won't back down.
Faith leaders nationwide congregated outside the Otero County Processing Center in Chaparral to protest reportedly poor conditions, mistreatment, and deaths of detainees in the custody of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Roughly 50 people, including pastors, activists, and community members, stood between the ICE facility and Otero County Prison to demonstrate. They gave testimonials, sang, and prayed.
We don't want this to be what describes and what shows our community. Our community is more than this.
That's the voice of Joseph Hill, pastor of the Lordsburg Assembly Church. He and other clergy took part in a training program hosted by advocates from faith-based NM Cafe. That includes visits to the border wall in Sunland Park and federal courthouse in Las Cruces. Hill says the aim is to call attention not only to facilities in Otero, but issues of immigrant detention and mass incarceration.
I believe in justice. I understand there needs to be a criminal justice system, and I'm not against the criminal justice system. But there are exploitive practices that take place with private prisons. There are exploitive practices that take place with immigrants. And I think it's important that we acknowledge that it makes people money. It makes people money, in some cases, to harm them. And that's not okay. We want these out of our state.
That's right. That's right.
We want beacons of hope to arise out of these places for the dignity of our people.
More than 500,000 people were booked into ICE custody in fiscal year 2019, a 29% increase over the previous year and 58% higher than fiscal year 2017.
And so we stand here not before a building that was erected in the past few years or repurposed in response to the particular preferences of this administration, but we stand here before an entity that continues a 400-year-long tradition of white supremacy, state violence, criminalizing, and profiting off of the inhumane treatment of black and brown people.
Reverend Bernadette Hickman Maynard is the pastor of Bethel AME Church in Lynn, Massachusetts, outside of Boston. The pastor says it was, quote, interesting to see the border wall in person.
It looked to me like a cage. And I was also, you know, I could see community on the other side, and I wondered to myself, who was being caged in, right? There was no connection. And there was a cross where people used to be able to worship. They used to go both from the Mexico side and the United States side, and that couldn't happen anymore. And so we're being kept away from one another in a way that to me was a symbol of real evil.
New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham called for a federal investigation into conditions at the Otero Detention Center last October after reports that several Cuban asylum seekers tried to commit suicide. A spokesperson from Management and Training Corporation, the private contractor running the facility, issued a statement during the protest. Citing regular audits by several third parties, the company says, quote, allegations of inhumane conditions, deaths, and mistreatment are simply not true, and that, quote, detainees have access to timely medical and dental care. It's a stark contrast from what NM Cafe member Danny Gonzalez says her father experienced at Otero after ICE detained him 2 years ago.
My dad went to a court in Las Cruces, and outside, two streets away from the court, ICE was waiting for him. Those were the hardest 3 months for my family. My dad tells us that he was treated like cattle, that private prisons dehumanized immigrants, and that there was no good hygiene, and that there was a measles spread outbreak in one of the bunkers. So they had quarantined both bunkers.
Reverend Hickman Maynard says she'll share what she's learned with organizers in Massachusetts and aims to come up with ways to shut down detention centers and private prisons. Hill says he appreciates the governor's request for an investigation, but the Lordsburg pastor adds that only matters if it leads to change that benefits detainees.
The people that are in office, we put them there. And we need to speak out and make sure that people understand how this harms us, how this harms our families. The pain I see in people's families, it needs to be known, it needs to be understood. Specifically living on a county that's on the border, far too often I hear people talking about what's going on in my community, and they've never even been there. And that the voices of that community, of our communities, they need to be amplified.
As these people of faith amplified their message to those in power, they also sought the intercession of another higher power.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.
On earth as it is in heaven,